some disagreement, but we'll keep it as non-inflammatory as possible. And we're hoping that when he gets through talking to us, that he'll see that we're not going to gobble him up, and we really want to try, like the older brother and sister in the world, to try to get along together, not fight each other, and try to let the other members of the family not fight either.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know that that has any chance, but that's the best thing it has a chance from what Thompson's been saying to him through the months. They have divisions in their own setup.
Yeah.
And this guy is more trusting and more anxious to work with us than others. He's much less vituperative and much less critical in his speech the other day than we expected.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's worth trying. I don't think much's going to come out of it. I'm not, I just as soon and not be held. But on the other hand, I don't want you getting up and saying, I'll run for president on, I'll go to Moscow. Or I don't want them saying that that this poor man came all the way from Moscow to the United States and Johnson wouldn't even go to Philadelphia. I'm going to listen, but I'm going to be very, very cautious about anything I say, and I'll talk to you just as soon as we get through it.
Yeah.
And I'll watch this other thing, and I'll bear that in mind. We feel that very strongly, and we'll try to work things out along that line.
They read me a long cable tonight. They've covered that FISL meeting.
Well, I have that. We got that in our intelligence, and it was very good, and his people told it to us, too, and the Kuwaits have been pretty good.
Yeah, so they have.
And so the Arabs cannot unify behind anything, Everett, except the Jews.
Well,
and if the goddamn Jews would behave and be quiet and let you talk for them, or let Mansfield talk for them, or let somebody else instead of Goldberg and Javits and all them. And that just sets them afire when they get up. They just get afire.
By the way, you didn't forget to tell Nick to get on Jack Javits, did you?
I told Nick to come talk to you and get your judgments on it, and then he's not for the resolution. He thinks we oughtn't have any resolution.
Yeah. And, well, Jack is working like a goddamn evil beaver, you know.
Well, he wants to, and I can understand his concern. I'd be worried if it's Texans, but he just, it's not wise. That's just not the best thing, because somebody else... it's a man that's a fool that is his own lawyer.
Yeah. But the hell of it is, you can't talk him out of it when he gets these ideas. And then he just scours that goddamn floor. Say, will you join with me in this resolution?
I think the worst thing that I'm worried about, you just must stand up on this one and not... John Williams is doing a little blackmail and tells us that he's not going to let us have a debt limit, and he's going to delay it, and he's going to screw us. And I talk to every Democratic member, and they all right. And we just can't have that now. This debt limit's the biggest demagoguery in the world, and we are fighting a war, and we just can't have that. And you just got to tell
you. You know damn well there's going to be a debt limit bill, don't you?
Of course there's going to be, but he wants us to put it off and extend it for 30 more days, and it just makes us look bad.
Well, it would be silly, and we can't afford it.
Of course not. Well, you get a hold of Mike, and you all bring it out of that committee unanimously.
Yeah, we got 2 days of hearings.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday next week.
He says that Russell has played hell, and anybody beat Russell, so he wants to beat Russell. So Smathers' name said Russell might go to Louisiana, and Smathers would handle it. I think that'd be good. But when are y'all going to finish the Dodd thing?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
They got in the goddamnest hassle. I never saw the Senate in such a state of uproar as tonight. I got Mike off in the barber room. I said, Mike, recess this crowd. They're not fit to legislate on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while to get it done, but he got it done.
Mm.
And so they'll get a fresh start.
Who was fighting?
Huh?
What was
fighting? It seemed like everybody was fighting everybody else. You had John Power of Texas teaming up with 2 or 3 others, including Russell Long, about modifying that one provision in the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, that was in contravention to what the committee reported.
Mm-hmm.
And, then they got to asking about language and some more amendments. I thought, oh Christ, if they get into this, we'll be here all night. So now I think we've got that pretty well laid to rest. And tomorrow we got to get this out of the way.
Okay, God bless you. I'll watch this other thing for you, and I'll let you know. And you can tell them.
Territorial integrity.
You'll tell them. Okay.
Okay.